Now to tennis. Yes, we will get to Serena Williams and her quest for an historic Grand Slam at the U.S. Open. But first, a name we were not expecting to hear. James Blake, the former American star and Harvard student who wasn't playing but visiting. Here's CNN.
Blake, who was once ranked number four in the world, was on his way to the U.S. Open when he was detained by five plainclothes police officers as he stood outside a hotel in Manhattan. Police had mistaken the former tennis star for a suspect in an identity theft case.
Blake said he wasn't just detained, he was tackled and has cuts and bruises.
It was really just shocking because I was standing there just waiting, minding my own business, and I saw someone coming from the street running directly at me. And naive as I may be, I thought it maybe it was just someone I didn't recognize, a high school friend or something coming in to mess with me and give me a bear hug. And he did pretty much hug me, but he picked me up and body slammed me.
That's James Blake on ABC's Good Morning America today. He said the incident was an obvious case of excessive use of force by police, but he is black and says he doesn't believe it was racial profiling. One of the officers involved has been placed on desk duty, and the New York Police Department is conducting an internal investigation. Yikes.
Well, Robin, let's turn to the action on the court and Serena, who I'd say has officially entered first name only status. She stands just two wins away from her first traditional Grand Slam, and she's already completed a Serena Slam, meaning she's won the four major tournaments in pro tennis in consecutive order. But if Serena Williams can win the U.S. Open on Saturday, she would be just the sixth player, man or woman, in tennis history to win all four Grand Slam events in the same calendar year. Well, joining us now with more is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. He's in New York covering the tournament. Hi there, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So let's talk about Serena Williams. The three women left standing in her way at the U.S. Open have won a whopping one match against her in the past 18 tries. Does anyone stand a chance beating her?
You said standing. I think the question should be, are they standing and quaking? Let's see. Does anyone have a chance? Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, because they're all human beings, including Serena Williams. But in answer to your question, probably not. As you mentioned, 17-1 combined. That's Serena's victories against Roberta Vinci, who she plays tonight, weather permitting, in the semifinals. And then the other semifinal, Simona Halep against Flavia Panetta. Serena is 6-1 against Halep, 7-0 against Panetta. So a very tall order. But I think you could create scenarios for how each one might be able to do it. I think an important component is belief. These players, whoever goes out against Serena, starting with Roberta Vinci tonight, they have to believe they can do it.
So, Tom, I mean, this is the question that everyone's asking. If she wins here at the U.S. Open, as you said, it puts her right up there with Steffi Graf. But does it really make Serena Williams the greatest female tennis player of all time?
That, you know, there's certainly an argument for that. It's always hard to compare eras. You know, people will say, well, she's been dominant, but some say part of that dominance is the lack of consistent opposition, consistent high-level opposition, the kind that Steffi Graf, Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova all had when they played against each other at various times. So you can make a case that she is the greatest. I would just say, suffice it to say, she will be one of the greatest. She will have an amazing legacy. The Grand Slam is something that doesn't happen often. It last happened in 1988. She's a tremendous player.
You know, on that note, Tom, in a way, I'm even more interested in what Serena means for women's tennis overall. I mean, I heard earlier that the women's final at the U.S. Open, tickets for the women's final sold out before the men's. And I'm thinking about all the young women coming up behind Serena and what they might make of the moment. I mean, is this just putting women's tennis even more sort of on the forefront of being a very beloved, popular sport?
Well, I think, you know, certainly there's a tendency to think that because of her dominance. And as you mentioned, you know, her ticket sales are better than the men's finals ticket sales. But I think women's tennis is worried about, okay, so what happens when she leaves? She's 33, almost 34. She can't play forever, although she seems it right now. And I think this is what you're seeing is a Serena Williams phenomenon. And when Serena Williams is off the scene, along with her sister Venus, those two have dominated women's tennis for the last at least a decade. And they've been so much more than just tennis players. I mean, culturally, socially, I think a lot of people know about the way they started, practicing and playing tennis in Compton, California, and dodging gunfire, according to the stories. I mean, it's an amazing story. And on top of that, you've got these two great champions. The question is, if they were to be off the scene, would women's tennis survive with, take the other three semifinalists, Simona Halep, Roberta Vinci, and Flavia Panetta? Are those enough to inspire people? That's going to be a tall order.
Hmm. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is at the U.S. Open. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome.